Talmud of mine, of ours from the yeshiva, whose mother suddenly took a turn, very sick. She needs a refuah shleima. So I'm just going to give the name the Olam should have in mind. You should write it down and have her in mind and you're learning. Her name is Hinda Bas Sara. Refuah shleima. Okay, we're going to start the actual Sefer of Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloimoi. So the Medrash says, and we spoke about this in the two Hakdamas that we gave, the Medrash Yalkut Shemayni and Medrash Rabbah both say that Kol HaShirim Kodesh V'Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kedosh. That Shir HaShirim is unique. It's the song of songs. It's the ultimate song. So we spoke about different nekudas, but now we're going to bring out what the first pasuk is saying, because it says Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloimoi. Interesting that Shlomo HaMelech wrote three Sfarim. Shir HaShirim is one of the three. He wrote also Mishlei and Kehelas. He's the author of those three Sfarim. Whether he actually wrote it, we'll see, but he's the author. It's his words. Sefer, Shir HaShirim, and Kehelas and Mishlei. But for some reason, this is the best Sefer from all the Sfarim. Shir HaShirim is the most chashuv Sefer from all the Sfarim. It's Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Medrash says, the Medrash Rabbah says a little differently. Medrash Rabbah says like this, Kol HaShirim, Oy HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekalis LiYisrael. All the Shirim, either Hashem is praising us, or, says the Medrash, Oy Yisrael Mekalsim Oysai. Or Hashem is praising, or we are praising Him. Meaning, look at the different Shiris that we have in the Torah. Either, usually, we're praising Hashem, and sometimes Hashem is praising us. And the Medrash gives example. Yisrael Mekalsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shiras Moshe Zekei Livan Veil. In Oz Yosher, we praise Hashem. B'Shir Acheres Mekalsim Moshe. Where do we see Hashem is Mekalis Lahem? Yarkivei Albom Seyoretz. Talks about the greatness of Klal Yisrael. That's in Parashas Hazinu. Parashas Hazinu talks about Hashem praising us. So most Shirim, either we're praising Hashem, which is usually the case, or Hashem is praising us. But Shir HaShirim is unique. Bramahocha, hu mekalis Yisrael, Hashem is praising us. Hinoch yofer ayasi, that's Hashem talking to us. V'Yisrael mekalsim oisai, shenemar hinoch yofer, hincho yofer doidi afnoim. We're praising Hashem. The obvious question is, what's behind us? What's going on here? What does that mean? That either it's either or, and all of a sudden, Shir HaShirim, it's Shaykh both. What's the pshat? So I'll tell you another difficult medrash on the first pasuk. Koheles and Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech tells us who he is. He tells us he comes from David. In Koheles, he says, Ani Koheles, I was a Melech HaYushalayim. He tells us his kingdom. He gives us his background, his yichus. Over here, Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloimoi. As though he's a common person. He doesn't tell us, doesn't give himself smiche. He doesn't, you know, some people, they have smiche. They could have gotten smiche 50 years ago. They don't even know why they got smiche. But they want to be called rabbi. That's, they get smicha, they think there's an issa, like a brachal vatol, if you say their name without saying rabbi. Even though if you ask them what's not panat, they won't know. And you shouldn't feel bad if you don't know what not panat is. But a rabbi should know what not panat is. I was recently misadar a kedushin, about a chasana, and the mechutin, the girl's father, he got smicha. Then he got smicha, I know he got smicha. I think he may have gotten smicha by the malach who taught him the Torah. In the mother's stomach, and then when the malach pinched him, he should have taken the smicha back, but he somehow kept the smicha. Right? They attached it to his birth certificate. So I'm writing the ksuba. He's screaming from the... I'm here. He's like the other end of the table. He's screaming to the other side. Harav! Because I'm writing the kala's name. You know, let's say Rivka Bas Kalman. That wasn't the name, obviously. But, so I'm writing Rivka. Rivka Bas, Harav! The guy's never busy with his Harav. But Shlomo HaMelech really was Harav. And Shlomo HaMelech had a chosh of a father. It wasn't like, you know, his father's his father was David HaMelech. And Takin, the other Svarim that he writes, he brings down. And he was a king in Yerushalayim. Okay, the king of Yerushalayim is the king of Yerushalayim, king of Klal Yisrael. But over here in Shir HaShirim, which is the most chash of the Sefer, he doesn't bring down where he comes from, who he is. Shir HaShirim, Hashem L'Shloimai. So I think that that's really the Medrash Rabbah's question. Doesn't ask it, but I hold that that's behind the question of Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Rabbah says, Omli HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Shloimai. Because you toiled to learn Torah. And the other Mandomer says also, you taught Torah to the Rabbim. I'm not going to hold back your reward, and I'm giving you the ability to write these Sforim that you wrote. So somehow, the Medrash seems to be saying that Shlomo on his own merit was Zeiche to the Sforim that he wrote, and that's what we're bringing out in Shir HaShirim, that it's Shlomo. It's not because he was Ben David. It's not because he was Melech B'Yerushalayim. Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shlomo, it's Shlomo himself. So you have to know what's pshat in that as well. What's unique about this Sefer? That here, we're trying to bring out that Shlomo himself was Zeichet to this. I'll tell you another Ha'oleh that I want to tie into this. Obviously, I said we're going to try to go through the Sefer before Ben Azmanim. I guess you all figure, I don't mean that we're going to go through every Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Because for that, in 100 years, we won't finish. And I mean that. We could learn this for the next 100 years. I could give you every single day. We will not finish. So we're not going to do that. But I'm going to try to give you an outline of the Sefer of Shir HaShirim. The outline. What's the outline of Shir HaShirim? Because one of the big difficulties in Shir HaShirim is what's the outline? Meaning, by a regular Shira, you know where you're coming, you know where you're going. Okay? You look at Oz Yosher. It's very clear. Oz Yosher is very clear. You go through it from beginning to end, right? It's a Shir on the Yam. So we start with Oz Yosher of the Yisrael. We say what Pari planned to do. Erdoif Asig Achalek Sholo Noshafta Beruchacho Kisama Yom. Then we go through what happened, and then we say Micha Moicha Beilam Hashem. So the Shir has a beginning. We know where we're coming. We know where we were. We know where we're going. And then we talk to V'yayim and V'sitayim. We'll come to Beis Hamidrash. It's a finished product. Oz Yashir is a Shira. Most Shirim are that way. The Shir HaShirim, you don't know where you're coming. You don't know where you are. You don't know where you're going. That means each Pasuk in Shir HaShirim is like a new statement. But the truth is that Shir HaShirim goes through the entire history of Klal Yisrael. That means I'm going to show you the Ovis, Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, Midbar, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, everything. It's all in there. The Shir HaShirim. But that's what we're going to try to understand. That hopefully that will accomplish. That will go through what the pointers of Shir HaShirim is. But Lamaisa, we say here a pasuk that seems to be contradictory, right at the beginning of Shir HaShirim. Pasuk Hey, Shchoira ani v'nova b'nois Yerushalayim. Shchoira means I'm black, and nova means I'm nice. I'm appealing. I'm black, or am I appealing? There's a pshat. Shchor ani, right? We all say it in Shir HaShirim. Shchor ani v'novo b'nois Yerushalayim. Kam Chazal, show you, those of you that learned Bava Basra, you remember the Gemara, the first parak? And the Gemara says that if somebody says, Hoy meselzu l'tztoka b'shul sheyich yibani, u'b'shul she'ezke l'ilam abar, is it tzadikom? If somebody says that I'm giving tztoka only for shalei l'shma, that my kid should live, right, I should be zeichet to some reward, how is it tzadikom? That's the Gemara of Abbasu. Everybody is what's Pshan the Gemara. Why is it like that? But the Rishonim already has the kash. By the Umas Olam, the Gemara says, Klor, it's not like that. By Goyim, if they give tztaka shalei l'shma, it's not a mile. Bafka klayis. So the Medrash says as follows. Shchoyrani v'novo, says the Medrash, Shchoyrani b'maisai, I'm black in my own maisim, v'nova ami b'maisai avoisai. But I'm appealing the way my fathers acted. What's pshat in that? L'chor it's mamish moishe kapoy. It's the opposite. This Medrash, l'chor is mamish moishe kapoy. The Medrash seems to be saying that we ourselves, we're talking black. But where we come from? Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, look where we come from. We come from something which is very nice. Dem is techmamish vakert. Some of you may remember, I said over in Al Shech HaKadosh, with many other Achroinim talk about this, that the Gemara says in Brochus, the Gemara says that Hashem tells Klal Yisrael that I'm going to forget the Maisa Egel. I'm going to forget the Maisa Egel. I'll make believe it never happened. So the Gemara says, so Klal Yisrael tell Hashem, maybe you'll also forget Matan Torah? Hashem says, no. I'm not going to. I have selective memory, like most people have, right? So Hashem says, I have selective memory. That I'll remember. Don't worry. I'm going to forget about the Egel, but I'm still going to remember about Matan Torah. So obviously it's a Peldik Gemara. Klal Yisrael come to Hashem and say, maybe you'll forget. That's a pshat. So Al-Sheikh has a Gevaldik pshat. He says like this. If somebody is Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, Mekabel Ol Torah, right? But the guy, he's a son of Revel Yashiv. So Revel Yashiv's son walks into yeshiva for his day, and his man, he goes, okay, Rabbi Said, this man, want to finish Bava Basra. Hey, go, big deal. Revel Yashiv's son, finish Bava Basra. Yeah. Tell a Shas you want to finish this man, we'll be impressed. He follows Revel Yashiv. You understand? Now, if a guy walks in the basement, he says, you know, my father's name is Christopher James, and he's a pastor. And I was Maguire last week. And this man I want to finish Bava Basra. We make a suda for him. The guy, look where he comes from. Even though they're both sitting in base matters together. But this Revel Yashu's son, what do you want from him? So he's finishing Bava Basra, you baklan, Bava Basra. Bava Kame, Bava Tzir, Bava Basra, Kotshim, Bava Basra. From you. Look who your father is. You're Christopher James. We'll pick you up and sing also Hula Tzadik. Christopher James finishing Bava Basra. That's who your father is. Zok the Halshich, that when Klal Yisrael were Mekabel the Torah, there were two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is, we're the children of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankov. Not such a big deal that we were Mekabel Matan Torah. Big deal. look where we come from. On the other hand, we were Mitzrayim. We were Mitzrayim for many years. And Mitzrayim, we were Mitzrayim, and we became Memtesh Arei Tumim. And from that we were Mekabel the Torah. That's a big deal. It's not Revel Yashiv's son. This is a godel ador whose kid went off the derech, and then that kid had a kid, and the guy was brought up in San Francisco. And now he's coming to be Mekabel the Torah. So there are two ways to look at you. Oh, Softa Al-Shech HaKodesh. When we did the Egel, we proved that we had a lot of Tumas Mitzrayim in us. How do we do an Egel Azov? So even though the Egel was a bad thing, it made Hashem go, wow, look at Matan Torah. These are Mitzrayim. These are people that were Mitzrayim. They were Mekabel the Torah. Wow, unbelievable. I could tell you, I sometimes have a Talmud in Yeshiva. First of all, I love all the Talmudim. I hold everybody here is a great guy in their own way. Some of them in very unique ways. But everybody's great in their own unique way. Right? And I mean that. It's Baruch Hashem. Mikol harbei Torah kibalti mirabbei Yisai. Michaveri yosem mitalmida yosem mikulo. I learn from all of you. In a unique way. I learn from everybody. So Lamaisa. A lot of times I have a Talmud, he's here for a couple of months. And I see his milus, and I see some chesroinus. Then I have a long conversation with the parents. I get to know the parents. And I see, whoo, these parents have a peckle. Whoa. Then I look back at the guy and I go, shh, you're unbelievable. You got to live with that. If I was brought up in your place, in your zoo, I'd look more like a monkey. I'm exaggerating. I don't mean a chesroin. I'm exaggerating to bring out a point. Depends where you come from. You look at a guy where he comes from, you go, what's with you? Look where you come, what's your excuse? Another guy you look at and you go, wow, you got two suitcases full of it. You got a duffel bag full of excuses. You got 70 pounds more than even the weight that's allotted on the plane of excuses. Person's always achroi for himself. You have to take responsibility. But sometimes it's harder than others. Depends where you come from. So when we did the Egel, it was Melamed Schus HaMatan Torah. Because when we did the Egel, Hashem said, wow, look, these people that did the Egel, they were Mekabel the Torah. But now Hashem said, you know, I'm going to be Meichel you for the Egel. So Chazal said, oh, so now maybe if Hashem is forgetting about the Egel, he's not going to give us the reward that we accepted the Torah as people who did the Egel. Hashem says, no. I'm going to use the Egel for your benefit. When it comes to Matan Torah, I'm going to remember that you did the Egel. And I'm going to give you more reward than you were Mekabel the Torah. When it comes to be punished, I'm not going to forget about the Egel. That's what the Baruch Hashem told him. That's the Givendi Yisrael. Gaval de Galshach. Oh, so really, where you come from makes it worse. So what's Pshat and Chazal? Shchoirani v'nova. I'm black and I'm white. I'm black in my action, but I'm nice by base one. L'chora makes you more black. That should make you more black. The Medrash is telling us here, what does it mean you're black and you're appealing? I'm black and what I'm doing. But I'm appealing, look where I come from. That should make you more black. You come from Horizon the Yankee, but that's what you do. But that's how Chazal read over here. Shchorani v'nova, shchorani b'maisai, v'nova ani b'maisai v'oisai. There's a pshat in them. What's behind it? So Abayisai, the Hezbollah over here is like this. What's the pshat that the Medrash says usually when there's a Shira, either we're praising Hashem, or Hashem is praising us? What's the pshat of that? So I'll tell you like this. It's very late, so we have to go very, very quickly now. Because this alone, you see, just to explain this one line in the Medrash needs 3-4 hours. So we're going to do it very bekitz and imitz. The emes is that why is it that either we're praising Hashem or Hashem's praising us? What's the pshat? Why can't we both praise each other together? What's the problem? So I'll tell you the pshat. When somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, has a tzara, and I unfortunately deal with people all the time that have a tzara, the first thing they do is they come running to me. What do we have to fix? What do we have to fix? Rabbi, what? Tell me what I got to do. And they're never happy. I never give them enough to do. Be Mekabel Shabbos early. Go to an extra shir. Shalom Bayit. Is that all? I can't do more? Let me do more. Right. I never have a guy comes to me after he made $10 million, he had a good year. He comes running and goes, Rabbi, what should I do? He's very happy, he has $10 million. He knows what to do with $10 million. If he came to me, I'd tell him to do something else with his $10 million. You know the Meister by Rav Steinemann? So like you're soon saying, some wealthy guy from America came to Rav Steinemann. He told him he had an unbelievable successful year. He made something like $150 million. Can you imagine? He said, and I gave away $80 million. Can you imagine? 1 year to stock, $80 million. Unbelievable. Show me one nation in the world that could show you such results. You think Bill Gates is a big bald stock? Show me one nation in the world where a guy gives away more than half of what he earned. 80 is more than half of 150, for those of you that are taking the Alex program. Yeah? So the guy, the Gaboyim, that by Rav Steinemann, they were like, wow. The guy, see, you have to stand up for him. 80 million, gave away $80 million. And Rav Steinemann is like bewildered. He says something. You know, Rav Steinemann speaks quietly. He's just bewildered. They didn't hear what he said. Anyway, and he says it again. Finally, they made him repeat it. They want to know what he said. He said, what did he do with the other 70 million? What's he doing with $70 million? He should have given away. Rav Steinemann, you ever see the way he lives? No paint on the walls. The walls are cracked. His chair sits on a chair, something like this, backwards. On a cot. So he's thinking, what do the guy need to live? $5,000 for the year? What do the guy need to live? He couldn't figure out. The guy's forced to get torn with $100 million. What do he do with the other $70 million? What's going on here? The pshat, when a person makes money, when things are going good, when a person has good kids, they don't come running. They don't come running to the Rabbeim and say, how can I make my kid better? Right? What should I do? How can I be better? No, my kid's doing great. Gevaldik. Right? If they find the kid on the street corner drunk, right? And they have to schlep him from his who knows what to bring him to who knows where. Then all of a sudden, come running to Mechanchim. You go to rabbis. What do I do? Why do you come running now? Why you come running to me with a shikel? Why you come running to me with a normal kid? Come running to me with... Nebuchadnezzar was once Menachem Avil, a father. I didn't know him well. I didn't know the kid at all. Who lost a child from an overdose, Nebuchadnezzar. So the guy then, now he's asking me, after the kid's buried, he's asking me, what could have he done different? His diet. Of course, I didn't want to tell him at that point anything. I just tried to make him feel better, but now you're asking me, what could you do? But that's the Metzius. Metzius is that when things are good, you just go weiter. And it's what I'm telling you is a pasuk. V'rom levavecha v'shachachtas Hashem Elokecha. Right? You'll have a lot, and what is the Torah say? You'll have a lot, you forget about Hashem. Oh. So when does a person normally say Shira? When they had a tzara. When they had daka tzara. And then they got saved. They got a good clap in their face. And then they got saved. Then they say Shira Takadish Baruch. Right? But they only say Shira. Right? They only say Shira after they get saved. Because then they feel good. Then they feel good about themselves. Right? They say Shira. Right? And then when everything is good, by the time you're saying Shira, you're not thinking anymore how to fix things. Because everything is good already. So now the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't say Shira on you. Because now everything's good by you. When you're saying Shira, you're saying Shira when everything is great. When everything is great, you're not working on yourself. Fakert. When we're not saying Shira, when things are not going well, then we're busy fixing ourselves. Hashem says Shira on us. That's what the Medrash means. Usually, either Hashem is saying Shira on us, because unfortunately, when are we working on ourselves? When things are not good? And when things are good, we say Shira on Hashem, but Hashem looks at us and goes, I don't know, this is not what I bargained for here. That's the pshat. But there's one thing that keeps a person always focused correctly, and that's the Torah. If somebody clings to the Torah, then they never lose sight of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and they're always fixing things. Doesn't matter how rich they are. Doesn't matter how well things are going. If you have the Torah, or you have Torah, or you have Torah, or you have mitzvahs, you're always working on yourself. The Torah keeps you guided. And Mimela, if the Torah keeps you guided, you could say Shira and the Rabbanu Shel Olam says Shira on the same time. The Rabbanu Shel Olam says Shira on you, because even when you are saying Shira to him, everything is good by you, you're still working on yourself. So Hashem is saying Shira on you too. That's Shira Shira. Shira Hashirim is the Shira of Torah. Shira Hashirim is the Shira when we're connecting ourselves to Hashem. When we're connected to Hashem, really through the Torah, then even when things are good, we're working on ourselves. So that means at the same time, we're saying Shira on Hashem, and Hashem is saying Shira on us. It's together. It's a unified program. We're saying Shira on each other. That's Shira Hashirim. Shira Hashirim is talking about when Klal Yisrael are at a state, when we connect ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to that degree, then in every matziv, we're saying Shira, and in every matziv, Hashem is saying Shira on us. Hashem's happy with us. And that's what's hinted as we're going to go through the psukim. Everything in Shira Hashirim is a mashal. Everything in Shira Hashirim is a hint. It's all a hint, from beginning to end. You know, the Maskilim once came to the Dubna Magid. That's a great vort. They asked the Dubna Magid, we want Shira Shirim, we want it to be explained without a mashal. Meaning, just simple. Touch the words in the psukim, they should make sense. Of course, that can't be. You can't read Shira Shirim simple. Hashem's kissing us. What does that mean? He's kissing us. Yishakenim nishikis piyim. So the Dubna Magid said, he said, I'll give you a mashal while you can't make a mashal. He said, there was a guy, a wealthy guy, he had a son-in-law. If the son-in-law got married, the son-in-law wanted to go into the father's business. The father was in the business of buying material. So the father told the son-in-law he should go to the show, the trade show where they sell material. And he gave him, he trained him in what to buy. Buy this kind of material, buy that kind of material. He told him, if the material has holes in it, don't buy it. Make sure it's solid. Make sure it's not flimsy. If there's holes in the material, don't buy it. Fine. The guy gets all the money from his shver. He's ready to go. He goes to his rebbetzin. He goes to his wife. He says, what can I bring you back? She says, you know, makeup, you know, woman, this type of makeup and this type of lipstick and this type of perfume and this type of this. And she says, and also I need for the kitchen, I need a sifter for the flour. It's very important that where you're going, they have special sifters. Please bring me back a sifter. Anyway, the guy goes. He buys the material. He buys everything that his wife asked him, but that sifter that she told him she needed, he didn't buy. He comes home. She goes, what happened? Why didn't you bring me home the sifter? He says, do you know before I left, your father told me, don't buy any material that has holes in it. So I was looking around for a sifter without holes. They couldn't find one. Every sifter had holes. So I didn't buy one. She goes, tippish! Well, if she was nice, she goes, honey, a sifter has to have holes! That's the heft of a sifter, has to have holes! If it doesn't have holes, it doesn't work! Doesn't have holes, it doesn't work. Zok Deo, said the Dubna Magid, when you're asking me to tell you Pshat and Shira Shirim without a marshal, that's like buying a sifter without holes in it. That's the chifts of Shira Shirim. Everything is in hiding in Shira Shirim. The whole sefer is in hiding. No such thing as, so we have to unveil what's hidden here. Oh, when a person connects to the Ovis, when a person connects to the Torah, then he gets the koyach of the Ovis. The Rambam brings down in Hilchos Gerushin, the most famous Rambam. Everybody knows this Rambam. The Rambam brings down in Hilchos Gerushin that why could a Yid be hit? Ad she yoyma roitzani? Talach is if a guy doesn't want to bring a korban, we hit him till he says yes. Frekta Rambam, the guy doesn't want. He doesn't want. Frekta Rambam. So how could you hit a guy until he says Raitzani? He doesn't really want. You remember that Rambam, right? You remember the Rambam says? Deep down, every Jew inside, he wants. Inside of every Jew, he really wants. The rotzen of every Yid inside is really to want. Where does that come from? It comes from the others. Comes from the others. And when you connect yourself to the Torah, you unleash your inner koyach from the others. That's pshat in the Medrash. Shchor ani, even when I look black, bachutz, but nova ani mi ma'isa voisai. In every Jew lies the pnimius is toif. And that's the chelik ruchni of a Jew. So it's not saying I'm black. Even when I appear to be black, nova ani mi ma'isa voisai. And that's all the koyach ruchni of Klal Yisrael. And that would now explain why Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloima. Because this book has nothing to do with who Shlomo HaMelech was. He was a king. It all comes from Torah. That's why it's Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloima. To tell us any Jew that connects to Torah reaches this level of Shir HaShirim. Doesn't have to do where you came from. And the truth is, the one who reached the highest level from Shir HaShirim, it's brought down in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Taz brings this down la'halacha in Reish Pei Beis and Ulcha Shabbos. So Shaila, are you allowed to cry on Shabbos if crying makes you feel better? Let's say somebody is very emotional about something, and for them not to cry, it's harder than to cry. You're not allowed to cry on Shabbos, right? Are you allowed to cry in such a case? Zok the Taz, yes. You're allowed to cry if the crying itself will make you feel better. Says the Taz, where did he get it from? He brings down a Zohar HaKadosh, that when Rabbi Akiva learned Shir HaShirim, Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, he cried on Shabbos. And they asked him, how are you allowed to cry on Shabbos? He said, for me it's Oynik Shabbos. For me the crying is Oynik Shabbos. So what's Pshat Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef? What's hidden over here is that anybody who connects himself to Torah reaches the level of Shir HaShirim, irrelevant of where they come from. Akiva ben Yosef was a Ben Gerim. According to many, he came from Gerim. He didn't have any yichus. That's why Shlomo HaMelech starts the Sefer of Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shlomo. To reach the level of this Sefer, you don't have to even come from David. Anybody. Anybody's mizdabik himself to the Ruchnias will be zeicha to get all of those midas that Klal Yisrael have as well.